Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri.
Hello.
We're back.
It's yes, Tuesday. We are.
We took a week off.
We did.
It was spring break, and I hope everyone had a wonderful time during spring break last week. I personally had a chance to catch up on just some things, some house projects I needed to do around the house.
Some honeydews.
Yes. And I've also been loving the extra rain and snow. It's definitely helping my yard.
Well, you know what that's going to mean, don't you?
Tell me.
The moisture means you're going to be mowing that lawn more. But, you know, the moisture is always welcome. But about this time, I'm ready to enjoy some warmer weather.
I'm sure we all are, yeah, especially with no wind.
Well, let's begin with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. So what do you want to share with us today, Luis?
Well, three episodes ago, we started talking about what's becoming a series.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're talking about our facilities committee, as well as the creation of the facilities master plan, which I've shared will be a 10-year plan where we continue to improve our facilities. I've also discussed how RTA presented a website which depicts our needs. And they also talked about their methodology, ranking it from this is very high because it's a safety need,
right,
all the way to some of the things that we would love to have.
Mm-hmm.
In the previous episodes, I've talked about the needs at Alamosa High School and today, as well as Ortega Middle School.
Right.
And today I want to focus on Alamosa Elementary School 3-5.
All right, so great. Let's hear about their needs.
Well, as we know, our elementary schools are, I guess, our newest campuses. Although they're not super new, the project was completed in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
But as many of our buildings, they're in good condition. I'm talking about OMS, surprisingly, it's in good condition, although it was built in 1964.
Right, right.
So imagine what what our team has been able to do with buildings built in 2010. So there are a few items that we've looked at with the help of RTA as well as our facilities committee. And some of those things are really upgrades on the mechanical and electrical systems to make sure that everything continues to work for 10 more years.
Okay.
Some of the things that are, I guess, more visible is security cameras, making sure that our safety protocols, that our safety equipment is up to date. And then I guess the last big piece, we were able to add to the loop. If anyone's been there, that's been a headache for some years, how when students are dropped off, then you had one exit. So we've been able to alleviate some of that.
Okay.
The other thing that we've heard is the need for extra parking.
Oh, okay.
So it is on the list to pave the extra parking that we already have at 3-5 to make sure that that parking is safer for everyone and it's more readily available for use. So, again,
that's
not too many things.
It is a short list.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. After listening to the needs at the other campuses.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So
sounds doable, right?
It sounds very doable.
Good.
All right. Well, let's get into the favorite section.
Yes, yes.
Of the podcast, which is when we get to talk about our guest and to our guest.
Guests.
And
so I
get
we are going to move into our next segment, Celebrate.
Let's do it.
So who are we meeting today?
All right. Well, today we have a middle school teacher who has been teaching 6 years, and her whole career she's been with Alamosa School District at Ortega Middle School. As many of our teachers do, she wears several hats.
Of course.
She is a science teacher as well as the science fair sponsor. Today, I'd like to welcome Destiny Davis. Welcome.
Destiny, welcome to Education Radio. So I was there when you started, right?
But, so long ago.
So I know a little bit about you. But why don't you share a little bit with the community so they get to know you a little bit better?
Well, other than wearing many hats at school, I also wear many hats at home. So I'm a wife. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I have some interests for my minimal spare time, but I like to play video games, read books, garden, And I build models of my husband's to-do list for how he needs to renovate our house.
There you go. All right.
All right. So you shared a little bit about what you like to do with a little bit of spare time, but tell us about your role with Alamosa School District. What do you do for us?
I teach science. I started off teaching 7th and 8th grade science. I now teach just 8th grade science and science fair.
Okay. Awesome.
So what activities do you sponsor? Because you are quite busy. So yes, science fair, and we're going to talk a lot about science fair. But what other activities do you sponsor?
So I also sponsor Reality Store, which is a program we run in the spring for 8th graders to...
Amazing program.
Love it. Yes. Yeah, I love it.
Then I also help another teacher sponsor WEB, which is an 8th to 6th grade mentor program. And then while I really hide in the background and not many people knew about this, I help with Stuco.
That's quite a bit, because each one of those is a huge organization, which requires a lot of planning. Well, good
student
for
council. That could be a full-time job. WEB,
yes.
Where everyone belongs. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So today we're here to talk more about Science Fair. So just tell us about it. For someone who doesn't know anything about Science Fair, what is it?
So Science Fair is actually really exciting. For Science Fair, we get kids that are really interested in science that maybe have an interest or a passion that they want to explore more their own. And Science Fair is where they get to design and carry out their own experiment to explore their own interests.
Okay.
So how did your students do this year?
My students did pretty well this year. Okay. I had 27 students at the beginning of the year in Science Fair. I took 12 of them to Science Fair, and 8 of them won awards.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Wow. Wonderful.
Okay, so I think that leads into our next question. So okay. You've talked to us about the many hats you wear and what you get to do at your job. If you had to choose one thing, what's your favorite part about being an educator at Alamosa School District, and most specifically about Ortega Middle School?
I guess I'd have to say actually getting to know the students and getting to learn about their own interests and passions. I think we have a lot of very interesting kids in our district, and I love getting to learn about them.
I would agree with that. In fact, we have a student with us today to talk to here in a little bit.
All right. But
one of the things I really enjoy about the podcast, you know, we start with the favorite day of the week, Tuesday, is that I get to know our students and I get to know our staff a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not in the schools as much as I would love to, but by recording the podcast, I get to learn about their passions and you know, the programs that we have going on and activities. So I truly enjoy our podcast.
Well, absolutely. You know, you got a compliment. Well, I've heard a bunch, but I remember one, and it must have been a couple of years ago, and I just overheard this. And a student said, you know, Miss Davis gets us. And I thought, okay, cool. So you were, you know, and then they went on to talk about how you understood them. And so anyway, I wanted to pass on that little compliment you got. So,
well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit more about Science Fair. So you started out with 27 students. And so my question is, what students should be part of Student Fair? But only 12 competed, correct? So what happened to the others?
So just a mix of things. Science Fair is a highly independent class.
Yes.
And some of them just realized that maybe they weren't ready for that level of independence.
Okay.
Then we also lost a few who moved in.
Gotcha.
Transfer,
yeah, right,
districts,
right,
and stuff.
Right.
So some of it was just beyond our control. But some kids did great with their projects, but competition wasn't for them. And they chose not to go to fair.
Oh,
they wanted,
okay,
to do the project, but they didn't want to compete.
Okay. So there was something to be learned anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So what kind of students should be part of this?
I think any student that has a scientific mind that wants to explore something that they're interested in from a different viewpoint, And anybody who has that bit of independence that's willing to maybe push their boundaries a little bit and figure out exactly what they're capable of doing on their own should be a part of Science Fair.
Okay, I have another question. So at the Science Fair, you present your project. Do you present it orally, or is it just placed for the judges to see? How does that work?
So you do place it, and the judges do get to just kind of walk around and check it out. But the most nerve-wracking part of Science Fair is the interview process.
Oh.
You are standing there for a better part of a whole day waiting for these strange adults to come in and quiz you on your project.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. Excellent. So you talked about a class. How do students join the club, the class, and just talk to us through that process?
So we actually kind of swapped it around this year. A couple weeks ago even, had our science teachers just kind of ask all their students who might be interested in Science Fair. They explained it a little bit to them. And then they also had to have a teacher recommendation that they could handle the course load.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
All right. So with all the hats you wear and the interests you have, and the two children, your children, how do you balance all of that? How do you balance everything?
Well, it helps that my children go to school in the district, so I get to do a lot of my mothering in between various activities. My son's just as busy as me and in some of the same things I sponsor, so that definitely does help. Mm-hmm. But mostly boundaries, time frames, schedules.
Okay.
And if I can't fit it into the schedule, then it just has to wait.
Okay. And, you know, so, teaching sometimes does become a family thing. When I was doing theater years ago, at some point everybody was involved in some way so that we could get it all done. Cool. Awesome. And I don't think it hurts the kids. At the end of the day, it doesn't hurt them. Your children.
Yeah, we joke that my daughter's done web training so many times that by the time she's actually in eighth grade and may be a web leader, she could lead the training.
That's awesome.
I agree. Same thing with my oldest child. And I used to run speech tournaments, you know, for the high school that I worked at. And I thought, you know, I think you could run this by yourself, sweetie. And she was like 6, 7, but like yours, she just kind of grew up in it.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. So I'm always interested to hear feedback from our educators, our students. If you had a magic wand, what is something you would change about our educational system?
That's a tough one.
One thing.
You know, I've kind of already, I guess, touched on this, and I guess maybe it's why I love Science Fair, and it's just that I wish our educational system left or had more room for students to pursue their own interests.
Mm, yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, more real world, self-paced,
Years ago, in another world, I organized a fine arts academy for the high school I was working at. And once I got the fine arts going, then we modeled a computer academy. And then it went on into a medical, you know, career academy. And those high school kids got to do more in their area of interest, whether it was concurrent enrollment in the arts for my students, you know, to bringing in top people in the arts to do workshops for the students, for the staff, for the students. And it was just, it was awesome. It was awesome. I like your wish. Well, Destiny, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And we appreciate all that you do during the school day and with the students afterwards as well. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to continue to celebrate now with a student. Talk to us about it.
Let's do it. Our third core belief states that we identify, recognize, and we build on the strengths of our students to ensure they grow through their skills. Talking about Science Fair, today we have an eighth grader who happened to participate in the Science Fair. So I'd like to welcome Edith Wilner. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, Edith. So will you tell our community just a little bit about yourself, what you're comfortable sharing?
I'm an eighth grade student, as you said, and I participate in theater. I'm in web. I'm in student council. I'm also in science fair. And, yeah.
Well, you sound like you're pretty busy.
All right. So it's been a few years since I've been in middle school. So you're pretty involved. So would you share with us what a day looks like for you?
Well, I start my day off at the high school, actually. I'm taking the high school science class, which is science-oriented biology, which is probably one of my favorite classes. And then I have an 18 hour, and I go into science fair, and I go through, I have some other advanced classes that I go to that most days. And then I have theater, and on Thursdays I'll have web, and I really try to be involved in most.
Edith, I'm going to jump in here and ask you, how do you go about taking a class at the high school? Because some of our parents, mm-hmm. you know, haven't gone through that. So tell us about that process.
It's pretty simple, like the physical logistics of it. You get dropped off at the high school. And then it really helps adjust, I feel like, eighth grade students into high school, because you get that sort of sense of what the high school's already like, and like how it can, like sort of the layout of the school and what is sort of expected of you.
Okay. And so does the bus drop you off? Mom drops you off?
I get dropped off by my parent. You okay. can take buses there, but then a bus will come and pick you up from the high school and take you to the middle school. And so it makes you a little bit late for second hour, but
The teachers, like, we know yeah. about it, right? Mm-hmm. We know who's going to be late because you're at the high school, which I think is really cool mm-hmm. that you get to do that. And are you getting high school credit or middle school credit?
I have heard so many different okay. points on this, so I am not sure.
All right.
So what I would like to add to that is she gets high school credit.
Okay.
And her academic record was also reviewed by a team, and it was determined that she would be ready for a high school class. So,
all right. Okay, there's the background parents. All right, so tell us how you got started in science fair.
I did science fair in fourth grade, right before okay. COVID shut everything down. It was like the weekend.
Oh.
And I really enjoyed doing that in fourth grade, and I saw it as a class this year, and I was like, I never had time for it after school, and I was like, I really would love to do this class. I enjoyed it so much last time, and I just think it's awesome.
All right. Would you tell us about your project?
So my project was how the color of plates affects taste perception, and basically I had
you're not plates. Seeing us, but Luis Mudio and I are looking at each other like, wow, that sounds kind cool. of interesting. Tell yeah. us about it.
So I had six different colors of plates. I had white, and then I had red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. And I had four different types of food. I had a potato chip, a very small cupcake, because they were eating a lot, a piece of chocolate, and a spoonful of plain yogurt to try and represent, like, the different tastes uh-huh. that you would have. And so I had four test subjects, and I tested each one on each different color of plate, and it's kind of what happened.
Interesting. So
what did you find?
Yeah.
Do I need to go buy new plates?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I found that there was no, like, big correlation between individuals, but, like, for each test subject, they had a plate that, like, really tasted the best to them. But overall, I didn't find anything.
Okay. Well,
so there was no one color that we should go buy right now?
No.
Okay.
But right. if you did it on yourself and you found out, green plates taste awesome, maybe go out and buy some really nice green plates.
All right.
It's interesting. Okay. All my plates are white.
So mine are too.
I might just do that.
Interesting.
I have very colorful plates at my house, so maybe that affects a bit of it.
All right, so you talked a little bit about the activities that you're involved in. So talk to us a little bit about WEB.
So WEB, as Ms. Davis said, is an eighth grade program, and they come and they help at sixth grade orientation, and they really just try to help the sixth graders become more comfortable, especially going into their like first year of middle school and what a drastic change that is, because like compared to middle school to high school, it's not such a large change, but that jump from elementary school to middle school can be pretty difficult.
Right, and using lockers and going from class to class. And so, and you guys like have a t-shirt you wear during that WEB orientation day, and then you wear it again the next day so that students can, those sixth graders can find you.
Yeah, right? We try to wear them throughout the year just to help like those sixth graders who are like, ooh, I remember my WEB leader, right, to like help them a bit more.
And WEB stands for?
Where we all belong.
Where everyone belongs. Cool. All right, so talk to us about my favorite, Theater O. Talk to us about that.
I've been in theater since sixth grade, and I love the community of it.
Oh, yes.
It really helps with, I guess, public speaking a bit.
Absolutely.
And I've had multiple directors in that program, and I really enjoy it. I find it's, I don't know.
Okay. So tell us the show you're working on right now.
The show we're working on right now is Descendants, which is based on, like, many fairy tales children and how they kind of interact, and that not all kids that are the children of evils are bad kids.
Okay. All right. And it is a musical, right?
It is.
And so you are singing and dancing. Mm-hmm. How is it all coming along?
It's coming along pretty good. It's definitely a more difficult musical that we've done, and this is our second musical this year, so adds a little bit extra to it. But we have a great director, and I think all the students are really involved in it and really
excellent.
Are trying.
You want to give a shout out to your director?
Oh, yes. My director is Haley Perry, and I don't know. She's just awesome.
Excellent. So when will you be performing that?
So our performance nights are May 9th and 10th at Ortega Middle School.
All right.
And I think they start at 7 or 6.
All right. Okay. Excellent. We'll be announcing more about that later.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in eighth grade. You've talked about your experiences so far as a student, even going to the high school. What advice do you have for younger students who are still in elementary school?
I think really trying to, like, when you first start middle school, trying to embrace that sort of, like, difference. It's very scary when you first start. But I think just trying to be a little more open about it and that sort of stuff can really help you sort of adjust.
All right.
Thank you. So what is the most important thing that you've learned in dealing with the life of a student?
Time management is so important. And for me, the easiest thing is kind of the opposite of what you would think, but going from place to place to place actually really helps me keep myself going.
Okay.
I don't have those like small breaks. I know for a lot of other students, it's quite the opposite, though.
So do you use like a written planner? Do you use your phone to plan things? How do you keep track of everything?
I typically have a very normal weekly schedule. Like, okay. I know what I'm doing during the week. And then otherwise, I use my hands a lot. I write on my hands. I try to have a little bit.
All right. So how do you balance all the responsibilities? School, your activities, maybe things you have to do at home. How do you balance it all?
I really try to, like, keep everything in order, make sure I'm not over-scheduling myself. And I think that's a really hard part about middle school and high school is you want to do so much, and over-scheduling can be really hard. but I really try to know what my limits are, which can be very hard too.
Ada, thank you so much for being on Education Radio, and we wish you the very best as you continue being an amazing student. And I'm willing to bet we will have you on here one more time.
Okay.
All righty. Well, let's move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
Well, we have 9 weeks left of school.
Yes.
Yeah, we're at that point of the year, last quarter.
I think we've got 34 school days.
Okay, 34.
34 school days left.
Okay.
Everyone is important.
Very important. Very important days upcoming are our testing cycle.
Yes, that's coming up in
April 8th.
All right.
Both schools will start testing on April 8th. So very important for kids to be here, to be rested, to have breakfast, to get into good routines, to really show their academic potential. The other thing that we have coming up is Dr. Jones and I are superintendents. We try to make ourselves very available to have conversations, and we've been doing SASA with the superintendents now for 3 years. So the next one is on April 29th from 5:30 to 7 at Juanito's Mexican Kitchen. If you want to come talk to us about anything, or if you have any questions for us, that's a chance for us to have a pretty informal conversation. I mean, we're of course available at board meetings, and there's different ways. But this is a chance where we can just have a conversation over some chips and salsa.
Right, and that's just an informal.
Yeah.
Come in and join us for some chips.
Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent.
And we're just willing to have any conversation.
Excellent. All right. I do want to touch on the importance of doing well on our tests, and let's talk about that at our next podcast.
Let's do it.
As well, because it has ramifications for the students' future.
Yes.
As far as the classes they'll be signed up for, right?
Yep.
So let's talk about that maybe at our next session, okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.